Сегодня last time I told you to have a look in the Parajika rules. So then, and if there are any questions, you can ask. Otherwise, we have to. If there are no questions, we can go and I will go and explain.
So he's asking the he's asking a question about the previous session about Sima. So he's asking for Abhata Sima, is it necessary to do this as a movement? For Abhata Sima, necessary, for example, Gama Sima, is it necessary to do this as a movement? No.
There is nothing, in Abhata Sima, no Vinaya Kama takes place.
Uh-huh.
No Vinaya Kama. It is natural, the natural environment.
Uh-huh.
No samuha takes place. As I told you, the village, for example, you go take the village here in this Pansiya Gama village. Okay? We have to know how the people define the boundary of the village. We don't need to make anything to make a demarcation of the village like that.
Mm-hmm.
What already is there, we have to accept. What let sure the people accept it. Same way in big cities, like Beijing or something like that, you have to see what already the municipal administration already did to define what the district of the city is. So, and according to that boundary, we have to know, okay, here we can make Uposada, we can make Vinaya Kama with the boundary of the district. Of course, if there are not other bhikkhus there, who can make it? The other bhikkhus have to call them to join within the district. But we don't care about the other districts.
So
then, any other questions?
No, sir. So he's asking. He's asking about Nyati Chatutada Kama. So he's asking, how is Nyati Chatutada Kama is done?
Okay, we'll explain this because this Kama actually in the explanations of the first Parajika, where the Kankavacharan explains who is the Piku. The word Piku, what means Piku. In this context, in the first Parajika. And we explain this, no? We'll explain this first Parajika as called word by word. And then we explain also what a bhikkhu is, how he has been ordained, and what means the ordination, Nyati Chatutta Kama, Pasambada, and so forth. So we'll explain this.
<音><音>不是，他是就是就算你这个问题吧，他到时候会讲，他会提到。
没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没有，没 questions, some simple questions about the Pachitya and Nisargya Pachitya. So because the word Nisargya Pachitya didn't appear in the seven kinds of apatis, no? So I'm telling that Nisargya Pachitya falls into the category of Pachitya also.
Alright. Okay, now regarding now the first rule, if we follow the Kanka Vitarani, so then it starts explaining the rule word by word. Mm-hmm. So I will write this on the whiteboard. I don't know whether I have ink. Nothing there. I will check. I will write this and we'll explain this word by word. Mm-hmm. So for you to understand the meaning of the first paragraph.
So they actually, because they have the Chinese translation of Kanka Vitarani, actually, even if you don't write, they can understand.
They have translation there.
Yes, and for this kind of a word, I think they already was a notice with party.
Everything is translated, no?
Yes.
Okay. How to make the Sikkhā Pachakāna? Everything is how to reject the training. Everything is explained there.
I'm not sure whether the party is there, but definitely everything is translated.
Mm-hmm. So then, we can tell them that, okay, we'll explain this once more, mm-hmm. No problem, because now either questions can come up, no, mm-hmm. while explaining.
Mm-hmm.
But main thing is that now in Kanka Vidarani, mm-hmm. the explanations are brief,
mm-hmm.
brief explanation there. Mm-hmm. So, and I told them to read the stories also. Did they go to read the stories and so forth in the main book, which is Tripitaka Vinaya Pitaka?
He said he has read.
They have to also go if it is.
He said he has read the first story about the first part.
The others are also good to read, no? Because these explanations are there. Of course, there are a lot of explanations. No, in Kanka Vitarani gives the extract only. It does not give many details. So now you go. The Pali word is Yopana Piku, Pikunan Sikasa Jiva Samapano, Sikan Apachakaya, and so forth. This is the Pali wording.
Mm-hmm.
If we translate in English, so in Chinese, so then you can get the meaning that this first paradigma has to do with prohibition of the sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now here, there are technical terms which we go and explain. Now we explain what means bhikkhu in this kind. Yopana bhikkhu, whatever bhikkhu engaged in sexual intercourse, he is parajika is called. What is the meaning of bhikkhu? Okay. So we are going to explain this.
然后张老师他这个地方那个滴滴哈巴拉吉卡那个巴里边说他是当一个比库做恶做了什么什么什么什么什么事情时候他是巴拉吉卡然后张老师他现在要解释比库这个词的意思什么叫比库。Now
the literal meaning of bhikkhu is actually bhikkhatiti bhikkhu, that one who begs. He is a bhikkhu. He makes a living out of begging. It is actually a religious person, a religious mendicant. There is a mendicant who does not cook himself. He depends on what people give to him. That is a real bhikkhu, the meaning.
他说这比库这个词从原本的意思讲是启示的意思，他是说他是指一种那个宗教苦行者，他不自己做饭，然后他是依靠别人给予的食物为生，他是靠别人施舍的食物为生。
So then, Bhikkhu, he goes to Pindapata and receives whatever people give him his board, or he comes here in the Dana Sala, and he receives whatever already the people offered, and he takes himself into his board by getting offered. So in both ways he is a bhikkhu, because he consumes bhikkha. Bhikkha means alms. Alms what people have already given to for him.
他说，不管说这个比库，他是说还是他是去厕所里边自己托钵起食，人们把食物放在玻璃边，还是说像龙树林这样，你可以自己取食物，这样人都称作比库，因为他是靠人们施舍的食物为生的。
So in the Buddha's time, there were other religious sects who used the word bhikkhu. And these sects used to have monks who also were living from alms, going for alms. They are all, most of ascetics. Ascetics who did not marry, did not have wives and children to care for them. So they were depending on what people give them in the bowl.
他说在佛陀时代很多外道他也使用比库这个词，然后他们外道这些出家人，他们也是不结婚，然后也没有子女，他们也是靠人们这个施舍为生，人们往里边，他托钵那个钵里边放什么东西，他就靠他有一个东西为生。
So then, now, beggars, ordinary lay people who are beggars, they just go and beg, and they ask for people, give me money, give me food, and so forth. They put their hand in front, or they put a vessel in front, and they beg. In Pali, they are called yachakas. Because they shout, no, to the people, give me this, give me that. Or they maybe they play some musical instrument to attract the attention of the people, and they ask. So they are yachakas. They are not they don't impact in this life for religious purposes, just to survive or survival. But the bhikkhu is different. I will explain why.
他说在在在家人中也有一种乞丐，对吧？就是在家人中乞丐，他会用那个喊叫，或者说那个演奏音乐吸引其他在家人注意，然后说给我钱，给我食物。他说这种在巴黎人叫做亚特克。然后他说这种在家人中乞丐，他们兴起这个行为都不是出于任何宗教性的目的，只是为了谋生而已。
So then, now the difference is that the bhikkhu has embarked on this life not because he can't sustain himself, he has called, but because he wants to renounce, to renounce any worldly attachments to families, to relatives, to any human beings, even any human beings. So, and to lead a life free of being tied either to food or to lodgings, to anything. So therefore now his aspiration is higher. It is more, you can tell, a religious aspiration, and to renounce the world and to give any attachments to the world. Any attachments to the world.
Okay. 比库出家并不是因为他不能谋生，而是因为他想那个舍离世间的利益了，舍离对于这个食物、坐卧处等这些东西的执着，他是想那个放弃他对世间的这种执取。So,
by giving attachments, one can free his mind from all these ties, bonds, and fetters. So he is able to spiritually progress and progress and so forth for his liberation from samsara or whatever his aspiration may be.
他说那个比库的这种那个他这种处理是有宗教性的目的，他是为舍利烦恼而执着，是为他灵性方面成长，是为了处理轮回，这种念法。
Therefore, now one etymology what the Buddha gives also in the sutta, which is metaphorical etymology, it is that bhikkhu means one who breaks the fetters, from binda to break, it comes as called. This is metaphorical etymology. Who breaks the fetters of karma of Kama Sanyojana, Patika Sanyojana, and Bhava Sanyojana, and all these things Sanyojana. Therefore, he breaks his fetters. That's why he is a bhikkhu. The Buddha gives a definition.
Kama Sanyojana and the other one?
Patika Sanyojana, Patika. It is aversion.
Aversion, okay.
Aversion and okay. Bhava Sanyojana, fetter of existence.
Okay.
That's what.
That's what. 他说，佛陀在经典里边对比库这个词曾经给了一个比喻性的词源学解释。他说，比库这个词意思呢，就是那个破除烦恼，这烦恼里边包括那个业相应的烦恼与称相应的烦恼与那个有相应的烦恼。So
then, we can find another etymology which Visuddhimagga gives about bhikkhu, who would say that bhayan sansare bhayan dakat pekatiti bhikkhu. A bhikkhu is one who sees fear in the sansara. That's why it's called bhikkhu.
他说在清净道里面，对比库这个词也有一种解释。他说那个比库是对轮回产生怖畏的人，这种人称之为比库。
So now these two definitions of the Buddha and Visuddhimagga are metaphorical, not literal
meanings.
According to the Vinaya, however, bhikkhu has a more specific meaning.
而在律藏里边，这个比库，它有它特定的含义。
This is what we see here in the article, that bhikkhu should be one who has got high ordination. High ordination with a nyati chatuta kama. Otherwise, he is not a bhikkhu.
这个地方我们在律藏里边说的比库是指以白斯干玛达上这样的比库，称之为比库。 So this is not in Buddhist time. No? You're talking about Nyati Chaturthakamma. So you say Nyati Chaturthakamma.
That was Buddhist time, but from the time the Buddha put down the Vinaya rules, people took a specific meaning, very specific meaning in a Vinaya context. So it is now, it is not from the literal or metaphorical context, it is from the Vinaya context. Bhikkhu has a very specific meaning in Vinaya, from the Buddha's time, from the time the Buddha put down the first parajika. So then, even before the first parajika took place, they will the Buddha, he ordained monks, no, with ehi bhikkhu pasambada. Ehi bhikkhu pasambada, he gave the pasambada by telling kam bhikkhu, lead this holy life for the end of suffering. And that was the upasambada of that. Therefore, the Buddha will call the monks bhikkhu. So we can see even in the first sutta he expounded Dhammacakkappavattana sutta. So he addresses the five monks there as bhikkhus. They have not been ordained, nothing. But from this we can understand that bhikkhu was a common term used in India those days for all these ascetics who did not cook themselves, just go for alms round, depending what people would drop them in the bowl.
他说这个，他如果就转法轮经的时候会发现那个时候这转法轮经的时候，佛陀称呼他们，他们也称那五个人为五比库，然后那五个人当时也并没有说也没有佛陀说的时候也还没成为佛陀弟子，然后但是佛陀还是叫他们比库，所以说大家这个场合大家可以理解成就是比库是当时印度对各个这个库出家苦行者之间通用的一个词语，凡是就是以他人施舍为生的，然后以就宗教目的苦行者，大家都会互相称为比库。
And later, the Buddha used this word bhikkhu when he was ordaining monks with ehi bhikkhu pasambada. And then saranagamana pasambada. You might have the list, no? Saranagamana pasambada, by giving the three refuges. And ovada patikahana pasambada. There are these kind of pasambadas by giving advice. And then panhavyakarma upasambada, upasambada, by asking questions and getting the answer. Attakaru dhamma patikahan upasambada. And for bhikkhunis, which are attakara, to undertake the attakaru dhammas, the eight, rules for respect, like that. And dutena upasambada, and also by sending a messenger for a bhikkhuni to get ordained. Attavachika upasambada. Attavachika, I can't remember the verses. And so forth. And then the last upasambada he allowed, it goes there, Nyati Chaturthakamma upasambada. We are going to explain this last one.
然后那个就是佛陀是那个就是刚刚开始他对比库大圣的那个做法是善良比库大圣，然后后面先后出现了皈依的大圣，领受教解的大圣，问答的大圣，领受八心法的大圣，前十的大圣，八语的大圣，以及最后的这个白斯甘玛的大圣。然后我们现在开始解释什么叫那个白斯甘玛的大圣。So
we can see here that in the history of Buddhism, or I suppose that the how a bhikkhu will get his high ordination was different, slowly different from time to time, and become more complicated in the end, which was what in Yatitsa to Takama Bathamada. And the reason was because the number of monks increased. The monks increased, and then more and more rules had to be put down, more and more checks had to be done for Upasamada candidates. So therefore, and then ultimately, what we mean today is a bhikkhu is a monk who has been ordained within Nyati Chetuta Kama Upasamada.
如果他那如果大家看这个佛教发展历史，大家会发现就是这个比库达上的这个程序随着时间演进而越变越复杂。他这个原因是因为这个佛陀所知的这条数量也在不断增加，然后在达上的时候需要对这个出家候选人走仔细和经营这个检验也不能变得复杂，所以最终我们现在所说的达上就是专门指这种后面这种最复杂最后出现的贝斯伽玛达上。
So once the Nyatisyatuta Kama Upasambhata has been legislated, other Upasambhatas have been invalidated. Now they are not valid anymore. The Heihi Bhikkhu Upasambhata and Saranagama Upasambhata are no more valid for bhikkhus.
But how about the other? Okay. For bhikkhunis also?
Bhikkhunis also, but the Atokarugama Pativahana is that is also cancelled, no? Duteno Upasambhata, of course, there was only one case with this Ambapali. It's no more there, so I don't know whether it's applicable for bhikkhunis, because bhikkhunis are no more there anymore. So then, and other Upasambhatas, of course, are not valid anymore. I think everything.
Okay. 他说那个就是张老师说那个就是说自从佛陀制定白色伽玛大上那个那天起其他七种大上方法都已经无效了，就是从佛陀制定白色伽玛大上就只有白色伽玛是有效的。Therefore
now in the exams, usually the question does not come how many kinds of upasamata there are. So they will ask you mostly about what means nyantisitutakama upasamata. The questions do not come about other upasamata, other kinds of upasamata, because they are no more valid. So then, but it is good for your general knowledge to know now from the Buddhist point of view. How the evolution came, no? How the Buddha slowly changed. As called the circumstances of Upasambhata according to situations. The more monks arrived and so forth, the number of monks increased, he also make changes.
佛陀是如何依据不同因缘来调整这个达上的仪式。
Okay, now we're going to explain what means nyati chatuta kama upasambhata.
下面开始解释什么叫这个白色伽玛达上。
Now this is there are vinaya kamas which they are called Nyati Chatuta Kamma Vinaya Kamas. It's called, let me see. Then, the term is under which. Get complaints because we consume so much ink.
There are duty marks for that, I think. There are duty marks for that. So if there's any complaint, the complaint goes to them.
Okay. So now. I think it's finished.
Try the others. Yes. Oh, the one thing.
So now in Vinaya, where
Oh, 张老写的第一个巴里是那个蛋白干嘛。 然后最后一个是那个，白色干嘛？行。哦，张老现在写这个干嘛？叫秋天干嘛？就是A开头这个，是秋。
So now we have four kinds of karma, Vinaya karma. Okay? Actually, the Avalokana karma should become first. That's Avalokana karma. Well, I can put it first, okay? I will put first Avalokana karma. The normal order.
I don't know. 秋听就是要求听是那个耳朵那个听。Okay,
one, two, three, four. So in the whole vinaya, we have. Four kinds of vinaya karmas. Okay? Oh, they are called karma. Okay, they are called vinaya karmas. The first is apalokana karma. Not first, but it's more simple. The most simple is apalokana karma.
然后这里边那个，我们为什么那个先介绍那个秋天干嘛？因为秋天干嘛是这里边四种干嘛最简单的一种。
So now, this involves very simple actions which the Sangha takes. Now, for example, to shave someone is a candidate. So the Sangha has to come together and take permission. Apalokana means actually permission. Simple permissions from the Sangha, for example, to shave someone is a candidate.
而这秋天干嘛，比如说一个秋天干嘛，实际上就是一种秋许可，就是比方个最简单的例子，就是那个僧要替现在上半年拉屎，要个僧要休息口，我们要替现上半年拉。Now
this apalokana karma can take place inside the not inside the vihara sima.
Vihara
sima. It's not necessary for the monks to go to the upostha hall. To make apalokana karma.
他说这个秋天干嘛，甚至都不需要在那个送戒用的戒场之内，就比方说在这僧院范围内做都可以，并不一定非要去那个送戒用的戒场那个地方。So,
but the next is nyati karma, which monks have to be in a boundary. Boundary in order to do so, that means if it is have Badasima, they have to go in Badasima. Or if it is a padasima, they must know that other monks are not around, and they have to be in hatapas together and everything. So it has to be done in a proper way. Nyatikama. Nyatikama means with one motion. It's one vinaya karma with one motion.
这个蛋白干嘛的意思是，就是说进行一次动意。那他这个蛋白干嘛就必须在戒场里边做。如果有戒场的话，您应该去那个。 有界界上里边做。如果是无界界上的话，那应该满足在无界界上里边做伽马的各种要求。比方说，如果有其他人的话，你让他要么加入，要么让他离开。然后所有人参加了伽马的人都应该在一地之内，等等的这些伽马应该有要求都应该满足。
说。Another Vinaya Kama is Nyati Tutya Kama, when one, again, this has to be done also in a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is one motion and then one anusavana, one proclamation.
Mm-hmm. 白二伽马的意思是进行一次动议，然后再进行一次宣告。然后他跟那个蛋白伽马一样，也必须在界场之内完成。
Okay, I've written it. Proclamation, no?
Mm-hmm. It's not necessary to write English because there's too difficult English for them. So simply write the Pali. So it's more helpful because they have Pali dictionaries and stuff.
On the seven,
it's fine. And even more you can write Nyati, because they don't know English anyway.
No. You know.
It's a difficult word, I think.
Okay. Now, alright. Isana, it is one motion in this, and on also, alright?
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't remember examples of this. Now, example with Nyati Kama.
Mm-hmm.
Nyati Kama, I will give an example.
Mm-hmm.
One motion. Mm-hmm. If we make a Patimokkha, the Patimokkha recitation.
Mm-hmm.
So then now the monk who recites,
mm-hmm.
he has to tell all the monks, Sunato me bande sangho, Aju posa tu panaraso yati sangha se patta kalan sangho posa tangareya patimogoro kisi. This is the nyati.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore now he tells the sangha listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the oposata day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is the proper time for the sangha,
mm-hmm.
let the sangha make the oposata, let the sangha recite the patimogoro. This is a motion. This motion means proposal, suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he makes a proposal,
mm-hmm.
and then if everybody is, doesn't object, no, nobody objects, mm-hmm. he will go on and study whole Patimokkha.
Mm-hmm. 所以说这个就关于这个单白伽马，这样给大家举个例子，比方说我们前面讲那个宋介，然后宋介那个人，他宋介之前他会说这么一些话，就是。僧团，请听我说，今天是那个十五日卧三他，如果对僧团来说已到事实，那么应诵卧三他，应诵巴迪摩卡，那这个实际上就是一个动议，它就只有一个动议，那这个动议就是说我们现在应该那个今天已到什么时候了，我们应该做卧三他，应该送巴迪摩卡，然后这个事儿，如果说那个僧团没有人表示反对的话，那他就接着把它送走了，这就是一个单白伽马。
So another example is also when we make the preliminary duties.、
Uh-huh.
When one monk asks the other answers
mm-hmm.
before the Patimokkha.
Uh-huh.
So, one monk tells, Sunato me pande sangho, it's called Yataya Spanta Patakala, Aham Itanama Pikul Vinayam Bhuchaya. Let the Sangha hear me, if it's the proper time, I may ask questions from the monk so and so. He makes a nyati.It's called a motion, a proposal.
Uh-huh.
So no, if nobody objects, then he can go ask questions.
还有就是在那个宋介之前，有一个人要问那个宋介者，就是他那事情，那个沃三要做实验工作，是不是有没有做好？那么他来问这个事情，他也要说那个。僧团僧团请听我说，如果僧团已到事实，那么我应当问某某比库那个什么那个什么什么问题，就是这比方说那个扫地水作为等有没有做好这些事情，他就可以，如果僧团没有反对的话，他就接着问这个问题。
Now this nyati kama it is a simple procedure,、
mm-hmm.
but nyati tutya kama、
mm-hmm.
it is little bit more serious、
mm-hmm.
because he has to remind the other monks again some resolution is to take place.
So the monks have to decide for something serious matter. So therefore he has to make a proclamation. So in order for a decision to take place, for monks to think, shall we do it like that? Shall we not do it like that? Therefore he has to make the motion, that's called nyati, and then make a proclamation whether we are going to take this decision or a different decision.
白尔伽马是很简单的程序，那但是白尔伽马相对于戴白伽马来说就更正式一些，因为他那个就是说他需要就是让你自己思考一下这件事情是否运作，然后提醒他们一下这个，然后让他们思考一下再做出决定。所以说他们所以说这个白尔伽马在动议之后要做一个宣告。
Now the last vinayagama, which is more complicated, nyatichatukama, involves that there is one nyati, but there are three anusavanas. Okay? Let me see. Chatuta means one nyati plus
Three anusavanas. Therefore,
it is called nyati vinayagama involving, as called chatutta means. Fourth vinayagama including nyati means one nyati plus three becomes four.
然后这个地方白四说的四就是说是一次动议加上三次随告，而加起来就是四，所以称之为白四。
Now these are vinayagamas which include upasambhata, includes authorization of visima, and many other vinayagamas which are very serious, serious vinayagamas, which all monks have to come together and take a very serious decision.
他说像白色伽玛就包括那个达尚，还有结界这类非常严肃的伽玛，然后像这类伽玛就要求那个全体僧众那个机会，做出一个严肃的决定。
So therefore now, especially in this vinayagama, the monks who recite the kamavacha, the formula, they have to ask again and again, about three times, other monks, that we are going to take this decision. Whoever likes, he should be silent. Whoever does not like it, he should object to it. He should speak out. And they have to ask him three times. Once, twice, thrice. And at the end, everybody is silent, then they make the resolution, now we take this decision.
他说这个，因为这个事情非常严肃，所以说他要进行三次宣告，然后在每次宣告的时候，那个他就会这样说，现在我们要决定做什么什么事儿，那么同意的人先保持沉默，如果有反对的人请你说出来。 那么到最后三次宣告完之后，如果所有人都保持沉默，那么这个白斯伽马就通过了。
So therefore now, especially this nyatichatukama involves three stages.
Pariyosana.
It is a conclusion.
Okay.
tell resolution. Mm-hmm. Tell translate resolution, because that is where the decision takes place.
Basicama 可以分成三个阶段，第一个阶段就是动意，第二个阶段是宣告，第三个阶段是那个决定，然后那个这三个阶段巴利语那个张老都已经大家写好了。第一个阶段是动意，第二阶段是宣告，第三个阶段是决定。
Now the conclusion,
或者结论
for example, during the Upasambada.It is that when all monks, after three times, nobody objects.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in the end, the formula goes on to tell that now this monk has been ordained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? May everybody understand that he has been ordained.
Mm-hmm.
And this Pariyosana is also chanted three times. Sometimes one time is enough, but sometimes also three times they chant it. Okay? That everybody should know that.Now this monk, as called the bhikkhu, has been ordained, and everybody should understand he has been ordained.
Mm-hmm.
As called for the third time, they recite this.
然后就关于最后那个第三阶段决定，它是这样，就是说那个最具体的伽玛是怎么念这个决定。比方说这个以达善伽玛为例的话，它是这样的。比方说那他比方说那个最后那进行三次宣告之后，全部僧团保持沉默，没有反对的话，那他会念现在某某某已经达成成为比库，希望大家理解。他说其实最后这个决定其实只念一次可以，但是他们很多时候都经常念三次。
如果
你说
如果有相反的意见呢，怎么解释
？He said, "What will happen if somebody object this motion or proclamation? What will happen?"
So then they have to stop.They have to stop and so what? Because there may be some complication. Maybe last time they found out that this bhikkhu is not, he has disqualification to become Upasambada.
Uh-huh.
And then during the asking,
uh-huh.
It's called whoever likes, uh-huh. you should speak whatever. Then somebody tells that, I know this monk has disqualification.
Uh-huh.
I saw him doing, it's called, that he is not capable to take Upasambada because.Maybe he has not the permission of his parents. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the whole procedure has to stop.
Uh-huh.
It has to stop.
就是比方说，像这种情况，这干嘛要停止的？比方说，有个那个在搭上过程中，那个他们在这问你们那个，我现我们要现我们决定给这个某某某搭上了。但这个时候突然有人站出来说。我知道这个人他出来根本没有取得父母许可，那这个情况下就必须停止了。
那除了像搭上的程序，白石干嘛有很多种，中间就是你说的第三次决定之前，或者说宣告的时候，他说沉默，有人说我反对，或我有什么意见，那全部停下来怎么解决呢？那当时如果碰到这个问题，除了搭上以外，
除了搭上以外 ，He said the
只不过例子。
Besides this.Upasambada come, how about other Yanisatutta come? So if somebody shows objection, then the whole Vinaya come has to stop or something?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you think?
Yes, stop and how to solve?
How to solve?
Yes.
Yes, solve it is to find what is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to discussion has to take place. Discussion.
Discussion, just boundaries.Just a bandit, just a Mahatera or Tera?
Yeah, everybody who is there, present. That's why now the bhikkhu, the acharyas who recite, they will ask, no, do you like it? Whoever likes it should recite. Whoever doesn't like it should object. They have to tell three times, because it is investigation. Now this anusavanas, it is proclamation, is for investigate. It's not to get the conclusion.So, but once the conclusion takes place, finish, difficult to reverse. So therefore now, all the monks who participate should investigate. Is this valid? The Vinayakam is valid, is not valid. So, and if there is no valid, everybody has the right to speak out. That no, something is wrong here.
And then if he tells some one monk is good enough, if he tells something wrong, then everything should stop. Then they have to find what is wrong. They have to ask. And they have to investigate whether that monk tells the truth or it is maybe wrong information. So then, and that monk has to prove why it is wrong. He has to tell why it is wrong. So a discussion has to take place. How do you know that it is wrong? He has to bring some evidence. So then, if he can't bring evidence, of course, he be dismissed. Everything, the whole case dismissed, the Vinayagama takes place again from the beginning. So, but if he brings evidence, then of course, they have to postpone. The Vinayagama has to postpone.
Yeah.
Till, as called, has been, everything is cleared up. For example, about the case of Pathamata monk, his parents had not given permission. Example. So, and the monk tells, his parents have not given him permission. And we have to ask him, how do you know? So he had to bring evidence. If he can't bring evidence, then we'll continue making the vinaya. If he can't bring evidence, then we'll have to stop, postpone the Pathamata ceremony. So in the same way with other vinaya. It's just an example. Therefore, this anusavani, it is for investigation. As called, everybody has to speak to bring some evidence that this is wrong. If no evidence is there, we'll go ahead and make the resolution. Once you make the resolution, it's difficult to reverse. Difficult to reverse means
No, 那他没有修父母许可，那别那那三大孝问你怎么知道的？那这种情况，他就有必要提供证据。我是如何如何知道，他是因为他没有修父母许可。如果你提供不出证据，那人家不那个这个干嘛会处处应开始，然后那个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
provide any evidence, then this monk has to be dismissed from the whole Vinaya Karma, or he can again join this karma.
You can't dismiss, but he has to. If he, of course, as called, insists and he makes troubles, uh-huh. of course, then that is a difficult situation. Uh-huh. And then if he does not give his consent, for example, he does not give consent.
Mm-hmm.
So some monks are just troublemakers now. Mm-hmm. They just bring this issue to make a trouble with something.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other situations when the Buddha tells how to solve this problem. These are complicated cases which usually dealt in... we have stories in Mahavakapali.
Uh-huh.
We have some monks, some born monks who try to make troubles and how to deal with these situations. And Chulavakapali also have some also stories there. So then, I don't want to go into detail, but most of these cases and so forth can be solved by once the Sangha tells that we have not evidence to tell like that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't provide any evidence
that
monks should keep silence.
Mm-hmm.
Silence and so forth, he can't object. He has to actually comply with the decision of the Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't comply, there are other it's called ways how the Sangha can deal with him. Which are built in Mahavakapali and Chulavakapali.
他说像这种情况下 如果说你不能提供证据的话 实际上你应该保持什么和自律随便保持一致 但如果说你非要坚持几天制造麻烦的话 那么在大品小品里边 还有其他针对这种情况的解决方案 他说但是那个细节他就不说 然后如果说真的你有证据的话 那你这个干嘛就要那个 延迟，就是说知道把这事弄清楚为止，就是僧团和派人调查，就是是彻底弄清楚为止。
Now once the conclusion takes place, resolution. So let's see. After the monk has been ordained. The resolution take place when the monk has been ordained.
Mm-hmm.
He took upasamatha. And then the Sangha later found out that this monk did not have the permission of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Alright? So then, the Upasampada is valid. Upasampada is valid. So, you can't reverse the process. It's valid. So then, and that monk, of course, because he has cheated the Sangha and so forth, whatever, and so forth, he accumulates a kusala karma by cheating the Sangha. But who can tell him now that he is not Upasampada? His Upasampada can be regarded as valid.
He said, 即便有一个人他那个在当上过程中撒了谎，就是他没有修的父母虚构，然后他就说我自己修的父母虚构，那最后你如果说你在生命过程中没有任何人反对，然后最后这个结论成立的话，这个结论部分成立的话，白斯伽马完成的话，那他那你可以说一下这个人他积累了一些不善业，他欺骗他积累很多不善业，但是达上伽马是有效，他的比库身份成立，这个比库身份你是不能逆转的。
But another case now, for example, if you found that he killed a human, for example, he's disqualified because he has he killed his father, father and mother, okay? So then, in that case now, even if we make the resolution, conclusion, his Upasampada, as called, all this Vinaya Karma becomes invalid. So, because according to the rules which the Buddha put down, such people who kill the mother or father and so forth, even if they come for Samadha, are not for Samadha. They are called Apapa Bukala, completely disqualified.
但是还有其他情况，就因为刚才说的情况是没有修的父母情况，还有其他情况，比方说这个人是那个杀父者，或者说是做了其他忤逆罪的人，那你即使达上，然后整个的达上伽马完成了，但是整个伽马还是无效，然后你的比库身份还是不成立。这个就是佛陀曾经讲过，就是就像这些人就属于那种不适合达上的人，那么不适合达上的人，即使达上伽马完成之后，他比库身份仍然不成立。
说，
还
有
一个
方法，这个方法
就
是不办理。
So he's asking if this monk is a patricide or matricide, then so what kind of apathy that incurred to all the monks that joined the Vinaya Karma?
So, these monks, if they don't know, they don't know, okay, so then at all, I think even it is maybe, I don't know, maybe it is Achitta Gold, you know?
Achitta.
I think it's Achitta Gold. Yes. I think it belongs to Achitta Gaurve, because all monks as well, the Upajaya, all the monks who ordained him, they fall in Dukkha.
But this is the case of unknowing.
Yes, I'm not sure. I think this is Achitta Gaurve.
Okay.
It does not explain as well, for this Achitta Gaurve, I can't remember. But if they fall into any offense, it's Dukkha offense for all the Upajaya and the monks, if they fall into any offense. So therefore now, as far as I remember, is Achitaka, even without own knowledge, unfortunate offense. Because I think the Buddha wanted to have it that monks, before ordaining anybody, they should very thoroughly investigate the case of first. So then, and then after, of course, they can't have excuses, I didn't know, that's why you ordained him. It's called... Therefore, they have to investigate very carefully in order to do so. If they don't investigate, and then after they ordained the person, they found out this is matricide. So then, dukkata.
So even if they deliberately do that, this is also dukkata. Even if they deliberately knowingly do that, it's also
dukkata. Okay. Deliberate, non-deliberate is dukkata.
Okay. 他说这样写的，他记不清楚是那个。是无心界还是有心界？但是不管说是无心界还是有心界，他说他认为这条界应该是无心界，因为就是佛陀制这个界的原因就是让大家那个细致检查一下，就是说你不能以不知道为理由，就是说你就不好好去检查这个人身份是那个是否合适，所以说他认为这条界应该是无心界。但不管是无心界还是有心界的，如果不管是你当时是知道还是不知道，然后你那个剃度这么一个人的话，就是包括戒师在内的所有参加的干嘛人通通犯恶俗。
So now, other Vinaya Karmas who are Nyatisatutva Karma, like for example, Parivasa, manata, abhana, all these include again the same, they belong to the same category of nyati chatutaka.
而 basic gamma 还有其他意思，比方说归于别墅、归于马达，还有出罪，这些都在这个 basic gamma 里面，都属于 basic gamma。
So now for the Upasambhata Vinaya Karma to be valid again,
qualified.
Now, what do we can explain as a subject? The subject.
The
subject to be ordained means the person to be ordained.
这个地方我们说是，我们可以把它理解成这个事件的主体，也就是说你请求达上的这个人。
Now, the second condition is nyati, the motion of the Vinaya Karma.
那么第二个条件就是这个干嘛要有效？第二条件称为那个动意，也就是白。
The third condition is anusavana.
第三个条件是那个宣告，那个一步多可能翻译成随告。
The fourth condition is sima.
第四个条件是戒场。
And the fifth condition is that Parisa is the group of monks who ordain.
然后第五个那个条件是僧众，也就是说那个执行为达人干嘛的那些僧众，称为众。
Okay. These are called, shall I put a title in? I don't know, because they can't understand. I put in English, but. Five conditions, no?
I think it's written in the Vinaya notes. No?
They put it there.
I think so. They, let me check.
conditions.
But come on. Okay. So, but in that book, it is listed at four sampattis. So, the first one is Vatu sampatti. Second one is Parisa sampatti. So it's
different, no?
Yes. Third one is Sima sampatti. First one is Kamavacha sampatti. So your Anyati and Anusana they put as one is Kamavacha only.
Okay. All right. Which page? What is the page? The page.
I don't know the page in English, but the number is table 90.
Table
19. It's in the later part.
90.
90. Okay. 90.
Oh yes.
19. That is the name. Yes. Because they put a section or something in the end.
Really. Alright, now we have to so now the what to the Bukala,
mm-hmm.
It is the candidate, Upasambhata candidate.
Mm-hmm.
He should be qualified. So, therefore, no, he should not be less than 20 years, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He should not be a Parajikama.
Mm-hmm.
And he should not be one of the 11 Appaba Bukalas, which are disqualified as well.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, okay, all right, continue.
然后这个地方说的合格是什么，就这个地方说那个是成就，那个他就是说你这个出家人必须是合格，那所谓这个地方说合格，比方说他必须已经满20岁，然后他不是以前那个犯过巴拉西嘎，就是说不是他以前是个比丘，然后犯了巴拉西嘎这种人，然后他也不是那个适一种不适合达上的人，比方说那个犯了无尽罪的等等。
Now less than 20 years old means from the we count from the
conception.
Time of conception.
Mm-hmm. 他说这个地方二十岁，那就是说必须满二十岁是从那个受胎那天开始，受胎那时候开始算。
Therefore, if we tell, for example, a person who is 20 years old, then only he can upasambhata. But 20 years we mean. Not the birthday,
mm-hmm.
The birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It is, we mean the time of conception.
Mm-hmm.
Accordingly, he must be 19 years old.
所以我们就这个地方说那个二十岁，就大家注意，不是从他那个出生那天开始算的，而是从他受胎那天开始算。因为这个原因呢，所以说那个他那个地方搭上那个人可能只有19岁，从生日开始算的可能只有19岁。
Therefore, the Sangha is to check.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
So you think that's what you need to do. So you need to check how old are you.
加上九个月或十个月。
So does that? So he's asking, does that mean that they have to add 9 or 10 months upon your actual age from your birthday, like that? They add 9 or 10 months. So from your actual age, according
birthday.
To your birthday, yes,
actual birthday. Yeah, usually they have to add 9 months, not 10 months.
9 months.
Is it normal? Uh-huh. But there are opinions about that. That is to be on the safe.
Uh-huh.
They say at least either 7 months to be added to be on the safe, because you never know sometimes. Because women also they give birth in within 7 days sometimes.
So
in ancient time you don't get this certificates from doctors in the hospitals like that, like nowadays. So therefore it's called, because it is a little bit ambiguous, if doubtful, then some acharyas will prefer 7 days instead of 7 days. Actually, 7 months instead of putting 9 months.
他说：“因为因为在古代那个在古代里面没有医院给你看什么出生证明，所以说这个问题是个比较模糊的问题。有一些那个即使可能会采取加七个月吧，而不是加九个月。”
Now regarding the other Baba Bugalas disqualified persons, we don't explain about it.
他说前面那个是一种不适合达上那个不适合的人，我们昨天解释过没有？大家有印象吗？解释过没有？
Therefore now the Sangha has to examine whether a candidate is capable for ordination, for high ordination. They have to ask questions before the ordination and during the ordination.
他说所以说那个为了确定你这个求出家人是不是合格，那僧团在这个达上伽玛之前以及在达上伽玛进行之中，都会问你这个问你一些问题来确认你是否合格。
但比如说那个两性人需要医院出示证明，那个检查证明。
So he's asking to check if one candidate is hermaphrodite or not. So do they have to go to the hospital to ask the hospital to give some kind of certificate that this man is not hermaphrodite or not?
So then of course it is not prepared. The teacher will tell the monk to remove all his clothes.
Uh-huh.
Then from that on they can see whether hermaphrodite.
Mm-hmm.而在古代当然不会去医院检查，但是一般来说既是要检查你是不是两性，他也会命令你把衣服全部那个脱掉，然后他会检查你是不是两性人。
这是一个必要的过程。
So he's asking, is it necessary to check whether this person is hermaphrodite or not? Is this a necessary process to be done?
Process?
Yes. A procedure to be done, that to check this person is hermaphrodite or not.
A procedure is just between the teacher and they have to go to the private place and the teacher has to tell to remove all his clothes.
Uh-huh. Is it to be...
Usually, this procedure is done also...
To be done for everybody?
Huh?
This procedure is done too for everybody, or not?
Not for everybody, but it's suspicion. Uh-huh. Because these people, they behave in a different way.
Uh-huh.
A different way. Now, they are males, the way males behave a different way. The males, they talk.
Uh-huh.
Now, the hermaphrodites, they have a female aspect, the way they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So mm-hmm. then the way they move, the hips.
Mm-hmm.
The hips, oh, okay, they, okay. The way they move.
Okay.
They have somehow, they arouse suspicion.
Uh-huh.
And they want to approach other people.
Mm-hmm.
They are like females they when they talk.
Mm-hmm.
So they become too affectionate,
uh-huh.
like that if they mm-hmm. talk. Therefore, now these are some signs
mm-hmm.
Which can arouse suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and that is the case when the teacher can actually tell to remove his clothes and check.
Mm-hmm.
说这个不是不是对所有人都做，他是只是对那种已经引起大家怀疑的人做，比方说就像是因为那个罪类两性人来说，他在那个言谈举止上和一般人是有些不同的，比方说他会在言谈举止上表现是比较女性一方面，甚至他走路动作可能会腰屁股在那种。然后那个情绪上可能要变比较像女性。如果这那如果大家发现这些迹象之后，就那个我得进行检查，你是不是两性人？
那the Kankavataranī goes on explaining each personal entity. What means this Abhavabhukala? That is a place where it starts explaining this. But
刚刚说是在那个疑惑的课里边有，对这十一种那个不适合当上的人有很详细的解释。大家可以看那个第二十七页，二十七页那个就那个下面那个对象疑惑度二十七页，他那个有那个十一种不能当上的人。从黄门开始，那个班达卡开始。
So, but I think we have already explained this thing. No, what means Daya Sanvasako?
张老师好像我们是不是已经解释过了，比方说什么叫贼受者这些东西我们都已经解释过了对吧，
看过应该不难，应该不
难说。Shall I ask them, do they have any questions about these 11 kinds of Abhavabhukala?
Okay, you can ask
them. So 大家对这个是一种那个不适合当上人有什么问题吗？有问题的话大家可以提出来，比方说什么那个黄门的贼受者，还有这个犯根本罪者等等，还有弑父者什么那个弑母者杀阿罗汉者等等，大家对于有什么问题吗？没有问题的话我们就你看那个第二十七页，
我的手机坏了
啊，那是你的手机，对对是没问题。第二十七页最后一行到第二十八页，第二十七，潘达卡记载谈论因为显受之人是所说的，除了设不敬潘达卡和嫉妒潘达卡之外，攻击潘达卡、非难潘达卡和半月处于潘达卡的半月潘达卡，就是这里。
那个潘达卡啥意思？
黄门。
就他相当于用同一个词解释同一个词。
潘达卡是音译，黄门是意译。
我是说，他是就是表达的过程。是什么意思？黄门这个啥意思？潘达卡，
他下面说是那个，他这个地方说的是攻击潘达卡、非难潘达卡和半月处于潘达卡的半月潘达卡，
就完全不知道啥意思。
非难潘达卡这个你可以理解吧？
不明白，我不知道潘达卡啥意思。
So he wants more details about 潘达卡。So because here is only given names. So what are the six kinds of 潘达卡？
You see. Ah, the names. Yeah. So then, Asita Pantaka, Usuya Pantaka, Upakamika Pantaka, Napunsaka Pantaka, Pantaka, Paka Pantaka, So now, these pandagas are people who have sexually have some abnormality. Mm. Abnormality sexual. Mm. It means we can tell
so he actually wanted to deep.
Yes,
the details, what is Asita Pandaka?
Asita Pandaka. These explanations, let me see. Vinaya notes don't give the explanations.
Vinaya notes? I think there is no such thing in Vinaya notes.
Huh?
No. I think no, because I have translated the whole book and I didn't see anything like this. The five kinds of Pandaka is not there.
So.
And this book only gives the names, so he wants the explanation.
Asita Pandaka, as far as I remember, it is a person who observes how other people have sexual intercourse, and when he gets, by just observing, by looking and so forth, he gets a kind of satisfaction, he gets emission himself.
But
he is not capable to do sexual intercourse himself.
Okay.
So he only looks how other people do it. But these two people, these two Asita Pandaka and Usuya Pandaka are not expected, it means not exempted from Vasamala. Okay? They have some abnormality, they themselves can't make the sexual intercourse themselves. They are not capable of making sexual intercourse. So then, therefore, they can get to Upasampada.
They can get to Upasampada.
They can.
张老师这个地方说的是那个具体定义他记不清楚，但是他知道这也是一种就是自己不能进行性交的人，他具体定义他说他回来就查，他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
third kind of lapumsaka.
But the other four, upakamaka pandaka, it is when he makes an effort. Effort,
mm-hmm.
upakamaka means he makes an effort
mm-hmm.
for sexual endeavors.
Napunsaka pandaka. He makes an effort and then?
Napunsaka it is he's you call me neutral, means he has no any gender.
Mm-hmm.
He has no gender.
No genders means he has no sexual organs of any gender.
No, he has sexual organs, but he is so he can't emit like that nothing
uh-huh.
he is. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If he has no sexual organs, they are not pakapandaka. And there is also the pakapandaka means is a person who on the let me see on the full moon on the waxing moon
uh-huh.
he is normal
uh-huh.
he has no any lust coming in his mind, but on the waning moon
uh-huh.
that's called his lust increases
uh-huh.
or the opposite or the other way around maybe
uh-huh.
15 days he is a pandaka, 15 days he is not
uh-huh.
so therefore these people are not beauty.
But Pante, you didn't explain the third kind. Upakamika.
Let me hear a little bit.
Upakamika. Pandaka.
Upakamika. Upakamika is who makes the effort, no?
Who makes the effort and so what?
Effort means he invites other monks to have sexual intercourse with him. He is actually like a homosexual.
Oh, okay.
Homosexual.
Okay. Homosexual. 他说那个, 第三种, 那个攻击潘达卡, 他
So therefore, these are the. I have to check again because I have not seen this for a long time. Because we have not such cases
okay.
every day like that. So then, I think good translation is in a Buddhist monastic code of Tanisar.
Uh-huh.
He gives the whole translation. I know how to find in Pali. Because Samanda Pasatika keeps the full-fledged translation, the Pali passage, but Tanisara translates it into English.
Uh-huh.
So then, but in which page, in which place, I can't remember. So I have to check, no?
Uh-huh.
But I can go myself to Samanda Pasatika and find all these explanations.
Uh-huh.
If it is necessary, you can tell him, if they really insist, To have this explanation, I can give them tomorrow.
他说，如果你坚持就是想得到关于这个问题细节的话，他们应该可以从普段言里边跟那个把这个普段言里边对这个问题详细解释给你。他说，那如果你懂英文的话，你可以看那个坦尼山罗比库那个 Buddhist Monastic Code， 在那本书里边，他给出详细的英文翻译，那具体哪一页他记不住。他说你坚持需要这个细节，如果
你
He said there's no need to give more details, so this much is enough.
So, okay, we'll see tomorrow. If I find, I can go and explain more. Now the next is Teyasanvasaka. Teyasanvasaka, it is a monk who becomes a bhikkhu by theft. Then there are different ways how to monk can do so. Okay.
So I think it's clear enough for this the explanation.
Sangha Vedanta explains enough, no?
Yeah,
the explanation is okay.
Yes, yes.
Very clear.
I think it's very
and
clear.
We don't need to. You read this, no?
Yes, I have read, but I will ask him also. 但是那个，接受者有什么问题吗？在这以后的会里边，在这里边有什么问题？你说。
他那个有这个，他那个外形贼柱，他不是他只是那个自己穿上袈裟，然后呢，那个出家人的身份接受礼敬啊、排位啊这样。他那个，比如说那个已经正常出家的沙弥了，他如果脱去袈裟行人律法，然后呢，他再穿上袈裟，他不算是外形贼柱，这是一种情况，如同托上讲。但是在实际生活当中，比如这个萨贝拉，他穿上外道衣之后呢，有一种解释是说，他会失去萨贝拉身份，因为前一个他不成为外形的贼柱，是因为他没辨识的比库给他的那个萨贝拉那个外形，比如说，但是那个，这时候他如果再穿萨贝拉衣服的袈裟的话，他不算贼柱，外形贼柱。那如果是说。但是他要是那个，比如说现在萨曼拉洗澡要系上一个带子或者什么的，如果穿上外道的衣裳，就认为他又失去了萨曼拉的身份。这两个好像有点好像不太好，好像有点不契合呀，还是什么？
你
表达清楚。
我不是很清楚你的意思。
你看，比如萨内拉，作为一个萨内拉，他如果在实际生活当中，好像是这样的，就是比如他穿上外套衣，他这样会失去萨内拉身份。比如说，我觉得外套衣不错，比如穿了再加上衣服。
他就外套衣不错，就好像不是之前咱俩不是什么情况。
那我以前没听过，就那个他不是穿上比如外套衣，这个是不是有这样的现象？然后他会失去萨曼拉身份，在那个《外星人录》里边呢，他举了一个例子，就是那个脱离不行淫欲法，他只犯了提重罪，重新穿上袈裟，并不失去那个萨曼拉的意思，不算是外星人罪贼罪，
这是未脱去，不是脱去，
未脱去袈裟，重新淫欲
法，
对。
28页倒数第
七行，第八行。
在未脱去袈裟而从事淫欲之后，再穿袈裟而自称上帝了。那就不知道了。前面是未脱去，后面又再穿上。我觉得还是后面那个，就是说他未辨识的不给力的那个袈裟的外形。
对。
啊。
对。
他这个可能是指，虽然是他脱去了，但是他不是决意要还俗那种辨识。
对，所以张老以前说就是说你要设计想把人生必须是你自己决意要还
俗。啊，对，这是一个，对，这是一个。
对。
但是那个，他张老以前讲过这个。
对，讲过。
Okay,
so the problem is so because before you also told that one samaritan just by removing his own robe, all his own robe, that does not mean he lost his status as a samaritan. This one you have explained before.
Yeah,
So I'm just retelling this information to him. Okay. So he is asking that for a bhikkhu to give up his training, there are six factors. Six factors. That means the bhugala, citta, and what's called ketta. And all the, I think you know the six factors. So yeah, he's asking, yeah. Do these six factors also apply for a samanera to give up his training?
Yes, to some extent apply, because...
To some extent?
To some extent apply, because we have to, if really samanera tells, I reject the Buddha, I reject the Dhamma and so forth. So then, there is no such strict decision about samanera. Uh-huh. If samanera tell, of course, then just for, they want to not to be samaneras, no. Mm-hmm. We have to accept that samanera tell. Samanera goes to the teacher and tells, I reject the Buddha, the Dhamma and Sangha, what I don't regard me as a samanera.
Mm-hmm.
Then the teacher tells, okay, remove your robes and go.
Mm-hmm.
So then that whole samanera hood, now the teacher will regard his samanera hood, papaja has been destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Usually we regard like that.
But in this case, the six factors already satisfied. The bhugala, citta, and ketta, and everything. In your case, actually, it's the six factors are there.
Yeah, that's why. Even if someone else does like that,
uh-huh.
The teacher has to take to the conclusion that he completely rejects his Buddha Saranangacha and Dhamma Saranangacha.
Yeah.
He rejected that.
Yes.
That is the base for Papajana.
Yes.
Once he rejects the Buddha, the Dhamma, and so forth, finished. He rejects the whole Papajana.
Mm-hmm.
So then the teacher is not going to regard him as samanera anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a valid papaja monk, papaja ordination. His ordination gets also rejected.
Mm-hmm.
This is what usually is done.
Okay. So in this case, anyway, this six factors must be all satisfied for a samanera to give up his training.
Yes, of course.
All must be satisfied.
Yes, but now you see, it depends on the discretion of the teacher. Sometimes teachers don't take it seriously. Okay, but usually if the samanera tells it seriously,
uh-huh.
And it's well understood by the teacher, so then if the teacher has to recut him, that finish. His papaji has been rejected. Now if he comes again,
uh-huh.
And tells Bande, I repent that I did like that and so on, the teacher says, no, you have to take again from the very beginning papaji.
Uh-huh.
They have to ordain it from the very beginning.
Okay, so this decision is only made by the teacher, not by any other person. Because for a bhikkhu to give up his training, he can do it to any other. For a woman, he can tell a woman, I give up my bhikkhu training.
Of course, he can. If the teacher, for example, knows that he has already done samanera, went to another person, did like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, and that samanera comes back again and goes to have ordination.
Uh-huh.
So then, of course, the teacher must know that he behaves like samanera.
Uh-huh.
Again, from the beginning, behaves like samanera.
Uh-huh.
The teacher is asking, what happened?
Uh-huh.
You didn't reject the Buddha Dhamma and so on. He tells the samanera, yes, I rejected, but I repented. Then the teacher has to regard all his papaja rejected.
Uh-huh.
Usually we regard as rejected.
Uh-huh.
So, because now you can tell to a woman in the village, I reject and so on. Okay, I do it, but you can't take this, the teacher does not know,
uh-huh.
Does not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The samanera comes again in the Ashkoli, in the Vihara,
mm-hmm.
Behaves like a samanera.
Mm-hmm.
So then the teacher does not do anything, of course he can't take any action. In the same way, he goes, bhikkhu, like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bhikkhu, he goes to the villager,
mm-hmm.
to the village Sangha, and tells just as village boy, I reject the samanera, my bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
So then his supasamadhi is rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But if the other monks do not do anything,
mm-hmm.
he comes again in the Vihara, behaves like bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if nobody knows, of course, then what to do?
He is
a bhikkhu, but his upasamadhi is rejected.
Okay.
The same way with samanera. Now he goes to the village and tells the village boy, I reject the Buddha, the Dhamma, and Sangha. So now in the Vihara, nobody knows. So as long as nobody knows, now the samanera and so forth became regarded as normal samanera.
Mm-hmm.
But if that village boy comes to the teacher and tells, this samanera did like that,
mm-hmm.
then the teacher has to take action.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher has to take action and tell the samanera and so forth that you are no more samanera.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you have told like that, you are no more samanera.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have to tell him that, of course, you have to take the papacha
from the
beginning if he wants to become again a samanera.
So in this case, if no villagers come to tell that he has said such and such in the village, but still this samanera behaves like a samanera in the vihara. So
yes.
In this case, is this samanera considered something like a teya samvasaka?
Yes, can be regarded as teya
samvasaka. And bhikkhu also, if he made this kind of proclamation in the village.
Teya samvasaka.
Okay. 他说这样，就是说对上马来亚来讲，他也是需要的，就是这六个，那边六个很有，你也知道，他现在可以好像说，然后那个他说可以那个就是说你可以对那个你上马来亚来讲可以对你解释讲，我也换做说这样，然后就是那个然后你解释是就是你就是真实真实经历是这样，就是你套着账，然后你知道，比方说你是否迷惑，嗯，那时候就是我刚好当然是会有，但是你接那但是硬刚解释你们就是当真嘛。 所以说你要想那个，说你最后可能你不好意思，你重新那个重新说一下，重新开始做。那比方说你就是没有告诉我那个你的解释，然后在村里边说学习法师，然后那个村里边人知道，然后如果说你就这么回去了，然后那个自然人就把后脚先支撑上一遍，然后那个自然人就把村里边人告诉你。 So he's asking the source of your explanation. He's again asking the source of your explanation.
No, this is not the Teya Samvasaka. No, this Kanka Vijarani gives examples. Gives examples of how it is, who is Teya Samvasaka.
He's not referring to this, but before, how about the, what's called, disrobing of samanera. About
disrobing of samanera?
Yes. So he's asking about sources.
So then, in samanera, there are not strict rules going on. In samanera, there are things, now, for example, if he, for example, samanera, he tells bad things about the Buddha,
mm-hmm.
okay, about the Dhamma, Sangha, and so forth, these samaneras can be, on that ground, can be disrobed. They call nasakavatu. They are nasakavatu. The samaneras can, how the samaneras should be disrobed.
Forced to disrobe. Okay.
If they tell bad things about the Buddha, the Dhamma, Sangha, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is why actually the papacha becomes, invalid.
Okay.
By doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, according to that explanation, of course, you can also include the case where a samanera goes to the village and tells the people, I reject the Buddha, I reject the Dhamma, I reject the Sangha, and so on. So then, people, of course, they get shocked. They don't know what happened, and so on. Why he has, it is like rejecting, as called, speaking in disgrace of the Buddha, disgrace of the Buddha,
okay.
Dhamma and Sangha.
Okay.
So then, in that case, we have to understand that the teacher has the, as called, authority now
uh-huh.
to tell him that Yopaja, to disrobe it.
Uh-huh.
他说是这样的，他说关于比库的那个条件，那个那个戒里边是明说上面那个有什么戒里边没明说，但这个就是可以推论的是通过另外一条戒里去推论出来。他说那个在这个在戒里边对上面那个有什么影响，就是说比方说一个那个上面故意诽谤话，那么这个时候才可以强迫他，所以他在戒是可以强制性的。 那这个那这样的话，你比方说你那个像他刚刚说的什么一个上文章，他的岁数，就说我那个舍弃佛舍，那个舍我舍弃佛舍一法舍一僧，那这个可以把可就可以认为你在诽谤法僧，那你诽谤法僧，那我们就去那个有天上一法僧，就是这样。舍弃思维诽谤。
你就觉得这个道理还是通的？舍弃好像是个总庆词吧？嗯，舍弃好像是个总庆词吧？嗯，你的意思就是舍弃不能算，对吧？So he's asking that this pachakami
it's not considered as what's called speaking ill of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, because he generally said, I give up on Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but is this kind of giving up considered as speaking ill something?
Yes, for Samanya, this is what it is like. If he wants to give up, actually it is that we also regard that he is not willing to follow the Buddha. Okay, he is not willing. Now, someone else, if they experience that kind of wishes, we know that, his papaja can't be regarded as well grounded.
Okay.
Because he has no faith in the Buddha anymore.
So it means the Tikaman.
He rejects that, no, Buddha Sarangajami, he rejects.
Okay.
So therefore, his three refuges, if his three refuges break, therefore his papaji also breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So then, breaks in the means, because he wants to remove, his three refuges. All his papaji is based on that.
Mm-hmm.
If he removes the papaji, one of the three refuges, that means he can't be regarded as someone else anymore.
Mm. 他说是这样的，那个。 He's asking about why this six factors also has to be satisfied for someone to give up his training. So do you have any source for this?
There is no source. We make anuloma. Anuloma means in the
similarity.
Conformity with what is good bhikkhus.
Uh-huh.
For someone else, of course, there is no any rule like that.
Uh-huh.
There is no rule.
Uh-huh.
But we have to judge according to other rules which Buddha put down.
Mm-hmm.
According to Saranagamana, which is the basis for the papaja of Samana. No, because Samaneras become Samaneras because of taking three refuges.
Uh-huh.
That is based, the papaja, the ordination based on that, on the three refuges.
Mm-hmm.
So then, so if they reject the three refuges, therefore they reject the whole Samanera.
Yes.
The papaja.
Yes, but he says
that is according to that we judge. Of course, we have no any direct reference from the Ashkol. But another thing we have also the Nasanamatu, how a teacher has the authority to disrobe the Samanera. Because he either is negative towards the Buddha, negative means. To Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
He expressed some negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, these are the references we have, these texts we have.
Mm-hmm.
According to that, we must understand that Samanera who rejects the trainer, rejects the Buddha,
mm-hmm.
or the trainer, then, the three refuges, mm-hmm. one of the three refuges. So then, he can't be regarded as Samanera anymore. His papaja is broken. According to the anuloma means
conforming
in agreement with what
the other
is,
rules.
With other rules and so on.
But the emphasis of his question is the exact six factors. For example, if the summoner says something like this, but the other person does not understand. For example, if a bhikkhu said, I give up the training, but the other person doesn't understand, then this giving up of the training is not valid. But for a samanera, for example, if he says something that was called sincerely, that I give up with the Dhamma Sangha, but the other person also didn't understand. So in this case, did the samanera lose his status or not?
Of course, you can't lose because nobody understood. It is like talking to the wall.
Okay.
It's like to the wall, I refuse the Buddha and Sangha. Nobody listens to him. Nobody understands him.
Okay.
So he does not convey the message.
Okay.
Other people have become ignorant of what he wants.
Okay.
That's why even that factor is to be taken into account.
Okay. 他是这样，首先他跟你讲，就是说这个他们他通过随顺，比如说通过推论，那个推论，通过那个萨省，那个随顺推论，他那个萨省的那个随顺方式推论，他是那个就是这几个推论依据，主要有除了刚才说的不要不要妄想的那条之外，还有就是说那个市政区的以上的亚市政区。
这样就是舍利法跟那个是那个上面是有区别之一的。再有就是说那个佛陀是那个上面那个出来上面是怎么成立的，是通过三个一成立的，通过这几条推论的。然后就是至于说那个六个要素为那个就是为什么要全部组合，它是这一个推论。比方说你那个你说你那个你真心发死，然后你真心说了，然后你是说什么事，你是说什么事，但对方不理解，或者说你就那等一会儿你这话你这个信息根本没有传递出去，那没有传递出去的话不能算发死。
So then you can read, you can tell him to read all this explanation, Kankavitara Niri Katin, who is Teya Sanvasaka, and who is Titya Pakandaka, how to, a person, Tiku who goes to another sect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 张老师，你可以好好看看，就是那个疑惑图，你先看一下那个疑惑图图，那关于那个资助者和入外道的这个解释。So he's asking, is it suitable for him to ask questions about this Titya Pachantaka, this one who goes to another sect? Is it suitable to ask a question about this
okay,
kind of person?
Okay, ask.
张老师可以问。
这个比如比库他这里边举的例子，比如比库算他是外道仪，他就算是一个入外道的一个条件。他比如说现在比库算上某种宗教群体的一种外道仪，他没变成他的戒，那一般是恶作。他如果参加对方的宗教形式，然后这个就成为了，是不是成为了入外道者
？OK， so he's asking that.For example, a bhikkhu who intentionally wears the robe of another sect, so then there incurs a dukkha apati for him. Is it like this? And also, if he not only by wearing the robe of another sect, but also join the religious rituals of the other sect, so in such case, is he considered as a baba bhikkhu?
Yeah, it's titya pagana, because now here it says the.Example like even if he wears the attire means the uniform of others, so then he changes it. Now he removes his robe.
He has to remove his robe first.
Of course, otherwise,
okay.
How you can wear other uniform?
Okay.
Or maybe he wears the other uniform upon his robes.
Okay.
So then.And that is one case. So then, and also he gets ordination under them. Means he gets into ritual by taking the ordination. Or even if he wants to be ordained under naked ascetics, there in India naked ascetics, he removes all his robes and he wanders naked. So then, like ajivakas. So then whatever he undertakes the vows of other sects, the training, some training he practices what other sects practice. So all these are indications that he doesn't want to be a bhikkhu anymore.
He has this intention first. This must be a sacchitaka. That means he must have this intention first.
Of course, he cannot be a sacchitaka because if other people force him to wear other robes, for example, So then to try to force him to convert him by force, so that doesn't count. It should be sacchitaka. It should be by his own volition. He does it. He is completely aware of what he does. So then he is titipakandaka. He has already gone to another sect.
So his bhikkhu becomes invalid in this case?
Yes, his bhikkhu becomes invalid. Even if he comes back, his upasambhada is invalid. Even if he wants to get upasambhada again, he can't take it upasambhada ever again. Means he can't get high ordination ever again. He becomes completely disqualified first.
他说首先你这个东西是你自己东西，是你要出生外道，你自己东西是想出生外道之后的，然后呢你自己那个 你就是都做了这个以后都会受精的行为，比如说自己那个自己穿上外套，就不管你脱那个那个里面那个衫，自己穿上外套，你想穿外套东西，自己穿上外套，或者在到外套面前出现，或者受外套而且，那你这样就成为外套，然后你的那个比过身份就不存在，然后你成为外套身份。然后比方说你说这你成为这种身份之后，然后比方说你回来再来还不能再来，因为你成为外套。
好的，就是他这个几个条件里边还是，比如他想成为这样的状态，权力般任务还是他要符合那种他那个舍弃那个不借的那个。
对，那个心还是在，然后人其实都满足其实。
然后他只是没找那个程序，但是呢他没去舍弃那些，他打不了电话，他还是自己放弃了这种身份，但他没去按那个要素去舍弃，然后呢他再重新再打上这个程序。
对，
问一下，就是之前有一个咨询老师，就是曾经教我，是说那个沙姆雷拉，即使他即使是说他把这个袈裟，像在家人那样的穿着，也会自动完形。
啊，
这种说法有依据。
So he's asking that one of his Vinaya teachers taught him before that, for example, if a samanera wearing his robe like a layperson, wearing his own Buddhist robe as a layperson, did as a lay style, then his samanera status automatically becomes invalid. So is this? So what do you think of this?
No, it's for samanera and so forth. That is not the case. So he should be actually samanera. If he does it again, he should be punished, but not disrobing. His samanera does not become as called invalid. Okay, because his samanerahood is based on the papaja. Papaja are the three refuges. Okay, that is the base of the papaja. Then the rest this is the bhumi, the bhumi, the ground. The three refuges. So then after he undertook the three refuges, the training is a different ground, a different level. Now in the training, for example, here that how he has to wear his robes and all these things to behave like a samana. Samana means a son of the samanas. Samanera means a son of the samanas, of the recluses, of the bhikkhus. So therefore he has to wear the robe as bhikkhus do. He has to have the same ball like bhikkhus do. So in many aspects he has to, externally he has to look like a bhikkhu. Okay, but if his training is impure, he tries to make other modification in his training, of course the teacher has to punish him, but he can't disrobe it. Because he has never told anything bad about the Buddha, the Dhamma, Sangha, or he did not reject his three refuges.
他说是这样的，他说是那个，就像这种情况，如果他反复做这件事的话，这是应该惩罚的。但是他的上马良身份是不会失去的。他说首先你对上马良身份你要理解一个问题，就是上马良身份是以三皈依为例而存在，就是以三皈依为基础而存在，只要你三皈依不破。上马尼拉身份不会失去，但是至于说上马尼拉的戒，不管说是就你说有关那个上加沙戒还是上马尼拉世界也好，它是另外一个层次的东西，它是在这个三皈依所成立的这个出家身份基础上进一步修行。而上马尼拉这个词的意思就是一个沙门之子的意思，沙门之子的意思。所以说你作为上马尼拉，你就有必要像比库那样穿着自己的那个衣钵上自己的外形像比库一样。但是那个但你的戒行如果不纯的话，戒行如果不纯的话，你的戒师应该惩罚你。但是只要你没有做出这种诽谤三宝、拒绝三宝这些事情的话，你的三皈依就还没有破，你的身份就还存在。
那为什么我们在做皈依的时候
啊，
那个老师跟我说，那个洗澡的时候要穿着下衣或者穿着上衣，当然洗澡的时候你没法穿着上衣，只能穿着下衣。他的意思是说你。就是说包括睡觉，就是说你一天24小时的任何一刻你至少要穿着上衣和下衣
或
其中之一。
对，或其中之一。
上次张璐没讲过这个问题。
讲过
三分一，你三分一。
不是，我是问就是说为什么皈依的时候他为什么要那个
So he's asking that, well, he was a Pandupalaskari now, and so his teacher told him that so for 24 hours he must wear Uttarasangha or Antarabhasaka at least one robe with him. Even while bathing, he has to wear at least one Antarabhasaka. So otherwise his samadhi status will become invalid. So how do you explain this? Mm-hmm.
We have discussed this matter in our school. I don't know. I can explain again, but I mean, all right. Now this thing, it is just a tradition here. It is a, we call guru mantra. It is a opinion of teachers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's nothing, any text in Vinayapita or commentary, sub-commentary could explain such things.
Okay. 嗯，他说这是农村林那种，或者说是那个，他用一个巴利词，他是农村林老师的一种观点。但是在律藏或者伊犁佛教里边，你是找不出这样的观点。
So then, it probably become a tradition because some teachers, they want to arouse the sense.In some areas now that they have changed for layman, they have become bhikkhus, they become renunciates, they renounce.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in order to arouse a sense to them that they are no more lay people, it's called, they tell him to be with a rope all the time, attached to the body. Even if they can't do it with a rope, at least when they are bathing, at least they have to put a belt around the neck.
Okay.
So something which to remind them that they are no more lay people. So, and because of this advice, Ali Bhim now become a rule.
So 他说这个东西之所以成为一种传统呢，可能就是说有一些老师想树立你这个那个作为一个出家人的心理认同，就是不但提醒你自己你已经不是一个在家人了，所以他会邀请你，然后四小时那个至少穿一件袈裟，然后并且邀请你就是在脖哪怕四小时至少在不穿不穿至少在脖上给我挂个腰带，然后就反复提醒自己不在这个在家人了，因为他不断的这样提醒你，就不断的提醒你要做这事，到最后就成一种规矩，这样。
Before now the first trouble which teachers here, Vinaya teachers have in this organization is, after then they ordain samaneras. The samaneras very frequently come to the teacher and tell one day, oh, I was absent with my robe, I have to take my precepts again. And then the teacher is the guest from the beginning to keep three refuges and to keep 10 precepts. Again, next day another samanera will come. Then Ali Mahani becomes troubled and a headache. I call all the time to have the samaneras coming there.
Okay.
But because this is what has been done by former teachers, no? Therefore now the Vinaya teacher has to, okay, come. They will tell you, I give the three refusals and precepts.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes like a very habitual practice here.
Mm-hmm. 他说这边有传统，有个问题，就是说他们贴了沙玛尼拉之后呢，经常会在沙玛尼拉那个跑到解释那里说，哎，那个就是我一不小心让那个自己离开袈裟，请你重新给我收戒，那这样的话他需要把那个整个你们那个沙玛尼拉出家那个仪式，那个收袈裟什么的，整个重新做一遍，然后第二他这个做完之后，第二天又有沙玛尼拉找他，所以最后就形成一个很麻烦的事情，但是他这个事情呢，就是因为。这个戒师之前的老师可能已经是这么教他的，所以到最后形成这样一种传统。
So now this has been criticized by some senior ones, but maybe Aradhamma and so forth, others did not take any step to stop this. So and it goes now from out of respect to the previous teachers. So. It was like out of respect for the previous teachers, they don't want to remove this practice now.
Okay. 他说像这个问题，就是那个有大长老也曾经提出过批评的意见。那时候出于对于就是之前老师那些尊重，他们就没有废除流传。
According to the commentaries now, even if maybe from the Vinaya text or from the Vinaya Pitaka, we can come to the to the evidence that if a samanera breaks any of the 10 precepts,
mm-hmm.
any of the 10 precepts,
mm-hmm.
so, and then he has to renew his sila,
mm-hmm.
renew his sila.
Mm-hmm.
But now this kind of being absent from the rope and so forth,
mm-hmm.
they have not his body, there is no rule for that.
Uh-huh.
He has not broken a rule out of the 10 precepts.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what is the point of undertaking the whole process, it's called the precepts again? If he keeps, for example, and deliberately, okay, he can go up one day, I broke my rule.
Mm-hmm.
But if he being absent of the rope, there is no any reference in the Vinaya texts
uh-huh.
that he has broken any rule.
Okay.
To undertake again.
Okay.
And take the training again, to take the 10 precepts again, for what?
Okay.
But here they give the 10 precepts again.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样的，比方说你在那个对这样著书还不是理想，就是这个著书对上百纳些解释，上百纳你破了世界里那个世界里边任何一条你要重新手写，但只是重新手写，不包括前面那个什么十元山那个，就是重新手写一遍世界。但是对于你离家他这个问题来讲，这甚至不是上百纳些世界里边那种，那你为什么重新手写世界？他说根据理想你都没有办法说这个是上百纳的破戒。所以说这个
修
世界这个是没有什么道理，
纯
修世界。
So then, from one side, it is good for someone else to arouse a sense that actually there are no more lay people
mm-hmm.
by keeping the ropes together with them, and also by having bed sheets
mm-hmm.
on the bed which are not like white sheets, like they remind them lay life. So they put usually a rope,
uh-huh.
an old rope on the, as a bed sheet on the rope.
Uh-huh.
And they don't put items in the kuti, which remind them on lay life, for example, the picture of the family, as it were, like, it's called, to remind them, oh, they have tablets. As soon as you open the tablets, oh, my mother, my father, my sister, everything is there. So.
Okay.
It's not good to have this kind of things around oneself which remind them on lay life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also part of the how of the ropes now. For example, to be without ropes to roam around naked
mm-hmm.
and so forth, and it's not a good sign. It's called this what lay people do.
Uh-huh.
That's why now some teachers advise to avoid all these things
mm-hmm.
and to be close to one's own rope all the time, to remind oneself, I'm not a layman.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I become monk.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is advice actually, from advice, I mean become a ruler.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. But it is good to follow this advice, but not that you have broken your samanerahood like that because you have been absent from your rope.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to another extreme.
他说这个，他说这个就像这种做法，在某个方面还是好的，因为他也不提醒你，就是你不再是一个在家人。他说基于同样的理由，他说他这边还有很多其他做法，比方说他们经常拿那个旧家帐作为床垫，而不是那个普通人用的白床垫。然后他们也不主张你比方说你把你之前那个在家时候的照片，比方说你家人一块照照片放在你屋里边。他说一般不允许你这样做，甚至呢，就说你把你自己弄个平板，然后在平板里边弄你这个作为在家人的照片。他说这些行为，他们一般都会建议你避免，就是不要再有任何的线索提醒你自己还是一个在家人。他说所以说这种建议，就如果可以遵守，最好还是遵守。但是你至少知道这个东西它是一个建议，它不是戒律。所以呢，
因为呢，I don't want to criticize practice because. I will get a bad name also. So then, but if the teacher so forth now here now and they tell you do like that, so then is nothing wrong to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong to do it. You don't commit any what's called any akusala.
Mm-hmm.
Only that. If by accident happen now, you have to run every time the teacher and take the precepts again. And three refuges.
Okay.
They see if you have committed a crime.
Okay.
批评律这样传统，那个你就是而且你这样就是你按照这个传统做也不会积累什么不善业，也没有什么错，只不过就是你这那个不小心离开自己家，是需要重新受一下戒而已，会增加点麻烦，就是。
So one more thing is that now we have a sutta called Dasatama Sutta.
Mm-hmm.
In this sutta, one item which monks should reflect every day, Pappajitas,
mm-hmm.
it is that Anyo Mea Kapokaraniyo, I should behave in a different way
mm-hmm.
than lay people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why some teachers take this one and try to justify that, oh, now we should have all the time the ropes with you. You are not a layman. So then, it's called, keep your ropes all the time to remind you that you're not a layman.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to take this passage to prove actually that, yes, here, mm-hmm. in some manner you should keep your ropes with you.
Mm-hmm.
Pappajita, because this is about Pappajita, no?
Mm-hmm. So, 然后他说这个关于这个问题还有个字儿，就是施法经里边那个应该行思十种法里边有一条，就是我那个行思自己，我已经是个出家人，那我的行为举止应该和在家人不同。他说有一些教戒老师的就引用这段经文，那个就告诉上面，然后你现在行为举止应该和在家人不同，那么你应该就加上施传身法。他以这个为依据。
But even that in Dasatama Sutta does not say that if you don't have your ropes attached to your body, your papaja breaks, your samanera hood breaks.
但是施法经里面其实并没有说你的在家里要申请你的那个出家身份是不成立。
So, alright, this is just for private information, no?
他说这个就像作为这个私密信息不要外传。
I don't want to have a single monk coming around me and now try to find faults.
但是不想跟比方说一些相当出家人那个争吵，或者是被人指责。
So then, time is quarter to. Then, no?
Mm-hmm.
So then now, okay, now you read all this information about, in Kankavajarani, about these people, like Teya Sanvasaka
mm-hmm.
and Titya Pakandaka.
Mm-hmm.
If there is anything you can discuss tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to the next point. We have to explain about what means validity of the motion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now these two points, no, we want to go over validity of the motion.
Okay.
Anusavana and Sima Parisa.
Mm-hmm.
I will just mention it briefly,
uh-huh.
briefly, because now we have already spent some ink, no,
okay.
on the board. I don't want to put ink again tomorrow.
Okay.
So then now validity of Nyati means.
Uh-huh.
So now. Okay, you can explain.
张老师，这个有关的是一种不是个出家人的解释，希望大家回去再仔细看一下。如果有什么问题，大家可以明天提出来，然后那个他会给大家解答。然后下面张老师继续给大家解释这个动议的这个成立，这个地方动议这个条件是如何成立的。他说他只是这个简要解释一下，因为他刚刚已经说了，然后在黑板上已经写下了。
So now here validity of the motion means that. They should mention in your Pasambada Vinaya Karma, they should mention the name
mm-hmm.
of the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
然后这个地方那个动议的成立就是指你在这个当场干嘛里边，你需要提及你这个求出家人的名字。Okay.
So then, that this person wants to have a Pasambada.Okay, this is the proposal. If we make a proposal,
mm-hmm.
we have to mention the name. Who is the person who wants to become Pasambada? Who should mention the name of it? Okay, in the motion.
Okay, I will just tell the relevant passage in the concomitant.
Yes, in the formula, no?
Yes, because it also says that you should also
mention Sangha, that please, Sangha, listen to me. Sangha also
yes, okay, we can go to the next point, but I mean, why the person should be mentioned?
Okay. Okay. 大家可以看，就是说那个这个地方要那个称呼这个那个丘达上人名字，大家可以看那个一户独托第三十页，他那个第三十页，然后他里边第四三十段是有个问题，什么是以白成就而成为不动摇呢？这句话意思就是那个什么是这个动意成就？动意就是白嘛，动意这个地方白，什么以白成？然后他下面有解释，有五种过失，有那个未出席对象、未出席僧团、未出席人、未出席白以及留白在后面。长老现在解释就是这个什么叫未出席对象。因为这个想要答案者的名字是郑某某，但是那个如果你没有称呼他的名字的话，称为未出席对象。OK。
So then, again, the sangha should be mentioned. The name of the sangha. Suna tume bande sango. That address as called. One should address the sangha. And then also the name of the upajaya.
Okay.
Upajaya as called the preceptor. Okay. These three things had to be included in the motion.
Mm-hmm.然后就张老师解释那个一户独托下面就是要称呼那个僧团，还要称呼戒师，也就是这个地方说的僧团和人。
So therefore now, if any of these things are missing, either they don't mention the name of the candidate,、
mm-hmm.
not the sangha or the upajaya's name,、
mm-hmm.
so therefore the nyati, the motion is not valid.、
Mm-hmm. 他说如果说这个对象的名字，或者说僧团，或者说戒师名字，这三个里边有一个没有提及，那么你这个动议就不成就。
Or if they don't mention the nyati at all, they don't put the motion at all. They start with anusavana, for example. That is also wrong. That vinaya karma is also not valid.
或者说他根本就没有那个说这个动议，没完全没有，就像那个一户独托说，完全没有宣告白，而直接就说那个宣告。那这个动议也是不成立的。
Therefore, we must understand that to give up upasamada, as called, monks should be experts to know what to mention in the nyati, and as called, how to make the nyati, how to compose the formula of the nyati. So if the nyati is wrong, so the whole upasamada vinayaka becomes invalid.
所以说做这个干嘛的这个比库呢，他必须是这个就是对于怎样做这个干嘛玩他是非常精熟的，他是非常了解这件事情，就是怎样做这个干嘛玩，怎么样做白，怎样做宣告，因为这个白里边如果出现任何问题，像他说的这里边五种过失任何一种，那这个东西都是不成就的。
So the same way now with Anusavana. Anusavana should also, as called, be in the proper way. When you formulate Anusavana, again the candidate should be mentioned, the sangha should be mentioned, and also the name of Upajaya should be mentioned.
他说关于那个宣告，也就是一户独托说里边这个随干嘛语，或者说随告，他也是有五种类似的过失。就是说必须要那个去那个告知对象，要有对象，要有僧团，还有那个戒师的名字。如果有任何一样缺失的话，这个干嘛也是不成立。
So, or they don't mention the anusavana at all. They skip it. They make only the nyati, and they think now the upasamada is valid. It's not valid.
或者说不做最高，也就是说舍就这个地方说的那个舍弃干嘛语，那这也是不成立的。
Or they put the anusavana in the wrong time order. Time order.
Okay.
They put first anusavana after they put nyati. That is also wrong.
或者说他们这个顺序弄错了，应该本来应该是先做动议，再做宣告。那他如果先做宣告，再做动议的话，那这也是不成立的。
So, all right. Now about Sima, we have explained a lot about Sima. We're not going to explain again how the Sima is to be authorized.
关于戒场，我们那个已经前面已经解释足够多了，所以说这个地方关于怎么结界这个事情，我们就不再详细解释。
And about Parisa. So now Parisa, it is the last.Point, which are the bhikkhus who participate to give the upasamada. So, okay, they should be valid bhikkhus.
他说这个地方，这个地方是众成就，众成就那个他就是来参加这个干嘛的比库，他必须是清净比库。
So they should be as called qualified to take to give the vinayakama. So
他必须有资格参加这个干嘛。
As called at least now in the especially if you see the Vinaya notes. They tell about Parisasampati. Now in the middle country in India, there should be at least 10 bhikkhus. Okay. That's called. While in other countries, that's called outside India, there should be 5 bhikkhus. And they should be within Hatapasa.
关于这个众成就，大家也可以参照一下那个戒律考试大纲，表九十里边《大乘四种成就》里边对于众成就那个解释。他这里面说那个，在佛世中国，也就是大师就认为是不中有一点地区。那个他那个如果达上的话，他需要有十位清净比库基于一个戒场之内，然后在整个戒中他们相互距离在那个一个深入学习，然后在佛世中国以外地区有五个清净比库就可以，但是也还是要在一个戒场的一个深入学习之内。
So and bhikkhus who did not arrive, they should give the chanda.
然后没有参加这个干嘛的比库，他需要语。
So in that case now, and also the monks who are present, they do not object. Okay.
然后那个在场的比库必须没有反对的。
If they object, then we can carry the upasamada vinayaka.
如果有人反对，那么我们就没法继续这个干嘛。
So then, this is how we have this kind of 5 conditions for upasamada validity. So if these 5 conditions are fulfilled, then the upasamada become valid.
哦，这样说，这我们所达上的五种成就，如果这五个条件都满足的话，那么这个达上就成立了。
Therefore now. One complicated thing is now, okay, maybe Sima is today is a problem. How to make the Sima and all these things. And now, especially with monks who have been ordained in different Nikayas, the different Sima. Because we all the time doubt whether the Sima is valid. Usually we don't take them during the Patimokkha recitation if they come. That it becomes a problem in this organization.
Okay.
Because the way they authorize Sima in other Nikayas and other sects, Theravada sects, as called, they may be not valid, may be valid and so, because as a doubt, usually we don't regard these monks. If they come here for the opposite ceremony, we don't take them inside the opposite ceremony. If we don't know from where Nikaya, in which Sima they've been ordained.
他说，就是现在这五个条件里面，在我们的实践中比较容易引起问题，就是个戒场成就，戒场成就比方说在达上伽玛里边，他一般也不会允许，就这一派来讲，他不会允许其他那个在上座部其他各派里边，那个出家人进入戒场，因为你在那个其他宗派里边，那个达上他可能不知道你这个戒场到时候结界的时候到底是不是如法结界。然后你这个比库身份是否成立？所以说呢，他们一般包括像这种比较严肃干嘛，比如说搭讪干嘛，再比如说那个送戒，他一般不会允许就是其他宗派的比库来那个参加。
So therefore now there are only now Sima regarding was bhikkhuni ordination. Now today we have bhikkhuni ordination.
Okay.
And we came to hear that one bhikkhuni ordination took place in. In Buddhagaya, not Buddhagaya, it is Sarnath in India, which is the Mula Gandha Vihara. It's like a Vihara, it goes taken inside the Vihara. So, and then they become Theravada bhikkhunis inside the Vihara. So, therefore, no Sima, nothing.
Okay.
No Sima. And then now we have bhikkhuni ordination, Theravada bhikkhuni ordination, no Sima at all. So then, therefore now, according to that, the Upasamata is valid or not, we have to understand that it's not valid according to that.
比如说现在有些人那个他说这个我听说他说有些人在印度举行了一次比库尼达上仪式，他说那个比库尼达上仪式的话，他们根本就没有结界，他只是在那个寺庙里边，然后根本就没有结界。他说像这种情况，这就是说明这个戒上就不成就。那我们就需要知道像这样达上干嘛是不成立。
Another idea is also Parisa, the proof for Gansan. Okay.So it is very important whether they are this group is valid or not. So usually, as called, that is also a complicated matter. Therefore, because it's doubt regarding the monks who ordain, whether they are qualified to ordain or like that. Therefore, we have to take very precautions when, especially in this organization, many precautions are taken regarding monks who are coming from other.Places, not only because of the Simas, but because of the other monks who ordained them, the Upajaya who ordained them.
他说再有一个比较容易带来麻烦，就是这个重成就。那么你就是你看那个其他那个从其他宗派来的比库尼，你要看你达上这边是否成立。看他达上这边是否成立，并不是像那个并不仅仅考虑他那个达上时候那个戒场成不成就，还要看你这个你达上时候那个戒士有没有资格给你达上。那个就是说，所以说，关于这一点，那个就是这个宗派，在对于其他宗派的比库，采取很多预防措施来那个检查你这个你达上的时候你这个身份有没有成立。
This organization, all the measurements are taken into account so that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all conditions should be complete. It should not defect either the Sima or the Paris and so forth in other aspects.
他说这个我们这派就是说对于达上这五种成就的那个圆满都采取了必要的措施，然后确保这五种成就没有瑕疵。
So today we will stop here. Continue tomorrow about other information. You can read also the information which is in Kanga Vidarani.About what means Sikasa Jiva Samapano, undertaking the training and the life of the bhikkhu. So we can read this, we'll explain tomorrow. If there are also additional questions, you can also ask.
张老师建议就是让我今天的课讲到这个地方，然后那个希望大家会好好阅读一下那个一步的做下面的东西，就是从那个三十一页开始，就是那个三十一页倒数第二段开始，得到比库的那个。增上戒学与学术共同生活，以及再往下的一些部分，然后我们明天我们开始解释这个。
刚才讲到哪？看到哪
？So he's asking, where should this stop? So this start with Bhikkhuna Sikasa Jiva Samapana. So where should this stop there?
You can read.
I
don't think it's much and so forth because first paradigma is not many explanations.
Okay, the whole of first paradigma.
Maybe we're able to finish tomorrow. First paradigma, we're able to finish tomorrow.
他说我们可以那个，那明天说明可以讲完第一巴拉吉嘎，所以那个第一巴拉吉嘎。第一巴拉吉嘎。
OK。
那个戒指给我，对象是那个白色干嘛那个。那个戒指的时候，它那个比如说在那个实际干嘛当中，比如那个树脂的外头的树脂、尖的树脂延伸到那个尖面的那个作用失效，但是那个实际失败当中，我看不出来，有可能是那种戒，
怎么看不出来？
好像看不出来是哪种失败。
连接，我跟你先说，我这属于那个戒风那个
戒风蝶。
对，戒风蝶。
你看戒风蝶，它举的例子是。像是两个戒的那个有交集的，但如果伸进来一个树枝，不确定外面是肯定有戒的。比如说在那个一些边地，比如说中国东北，它是上面是没有传的地区，那这时候呢，它有戒的可能性非常小。那如果外面伸过来一个树枝，它就不能确定是两个戒的那个。
不是，他是这样的，他这个问题是张磊已经解释过，他说那个你伸树枝是你这个树枝从什么地方伸过来？比方说你这外面的地方是一个地方。是一个戒场，然后你的树枝从另一个戒场里边伸出来，那这个是
这
个戒场。对，但如果说你这个树枝张伟已经解除，比方说你这个树枝在外面不是从戒场，不是从另一个戒场伸过来，你是从外面伸过来的话， 那这样的话，你这个而且场边界会特别破坏。那也就是说，你比方说你这个数值是从一个村升过来的。那比方说你整个村范围内，比方说有个你在做这干嘛过程中有个村让人经过。那你这个机场没有实现，你这机场没有实现，你可以配合水产量来降，这机场上还是有效，但是你刚才做的干嘛？
啊，那就明白了，
对，
不是从那个，还有那个我们那个对象成就那个它里面除了那个十三种那个情况之外，
嗯，
它好像没提及对方的身份，比如说这个希望达到的人他不是常人，如果那个白色干嘛也招数了之后派一个人常人，可以怎么样？对照的。
So he is asking about this Batu Sampati. Batu Sampati, he is asking that, so for example, if this candidate is not actually a samaner, but then the hook, a kamavacha is carried out. So after this kind of kama, is this the status of upa samaner considered valid or not?
It's not a samaner, the candidate is not samaner.
It's not really a samaner. But still, this Sangha went out to carry out the whole procedure. So after this karma finished, is this the bhikkhu status considered valid or not?
Means he is not a samana, he has not gone for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or like that. He has not entered the Babaja.
就是说，你刚说的，他不上元，他根本没写出来，根本他根本没有修三皈依，是吧？
就是北传可以，
不是，他只是符合那十三种条件，他就是一个类似于这是推理出来的，他是一个任意身份的，他只是符合那十三种条件，这样他也从字面上看他符合对象成就，然后其他那个全符合，是不是
means he didn't take any of those refuge, but he is not above the girl either.He's not a Baba Guru, but he didn't take your refuge either. That means he's just, for example, a normal lay person without any special faults. That means he was bypassed the samaner stage and directly goes for upasana. Like that.
Of course, his ordination is not. Does not become invalid,
mm-hmm.
but the teachers, they fall into offense by doing like that.
Mm-hmm. All the monks were present.
Yes, because okay. All the Kamavacharyas, the Upacharya, everybody took it offense.
But the his monkhood is valid.
Yes, Upasamadhi is valid.
Have you said anything? Yeah.
All right.
We've had this same place. You're not giving an extra session.
So then, I don't know. It is convenient for them. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. They can come tomorrow. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. One session from 2 to 4. One session, and again from 7 to.
So he's asking that if the afternoon session, so the end of session, there may be some people asking questions. So is he allowed to leave at that moment, the end of the class, to leave when other people are asking questions?
And wait, so they would say from 2 to 4.
To 2 to 4.
Yeah. 4 he can leave or not?
Yes.
Of course not. After
that, because he has some duties to do in the bonus hour.
Yes. Even now, when you see, even in the night,
mm-hmm.
in the night of other people ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then usually 9:30,
mm-hmm.
we finish the class.
Mm-hmm.
If other people come have questions and so forth, then anybody can leave.
对，他说不光是那个下午那节，就是晚上那节，到最后，比方九点半以后，就可以去接受剩下人的问题。也不光是你，当然那个你们都谁不愿意听的问题都可以，都没有问题。
So then, All right, then accept that everybody can join. It's convenient for others.
但问就是这正常每个单元就是明小练和思远这一课的大家分不可以参加？可以，都是可以是吧？可以。This is convenient. So
it's all right.
Tomorrow, two to four.
2 to 4 is okay. And then again, 7:30, 9:30.
然后就这样的话，明天我们上两节，就是下午两点到四点，然后下午7点半到9点半一节。
Okay.
We'll test tomorrow. Tough day. Tough day.
Everybody's tough. Oka Sarandam
Sugyota
Maya Katam Punyam Samina Anumoditabha
Sadhu Sadhu Anumodami
Samina Katam Punyam Vayam Dattabha
Sadhu Sadhu Anumoditabha
Sadhu Sadhu Anumodami Oka Sadhu Aratina Katam Sabha Vachayam Kamat Mirgante
Kala
你要做一下顶礼一下班机，把他穿上的班机，今天看不到。你要做什么？
想顶礼一下，穿上班机，然后这个班机嘛。
啊，我想你今天我要走了很多行程，你要很多时间。啊。我说，那你就一次性顶礼我们全部，还是说你要一次性？
一个长途顶礼的。
限定的。你跟大张老顶礼一下，先不要顶礼我们，对。
So, because we will go to India tomorrow.
Okay. So, we will go to India. Because there's a finish in Augusta. Do you need your breath? 需要再去说。